Well, what makes some people more naturally psychic? Is that really the question? Well, for example, what's really fascinating is the number of accounts of people who have had head injuries, and that opened them up to psychic abilities. This is true for Peter Hurkos, who was a famous psychic.
Oh, sure, yeah.
He fell something like 40 feet, you know, and ended up in a hospital in Holland when it was occupied by the Nazis. And when he came to after being unconscious for a period of time, he all of a sudden started having all of these psychic experiences, and he thought he was going crazy, and he ended up being someone who was really quite gifted psychically. So head injuries cause some people to just more naturally have these psychic abilities. Genetics as well. There are some families in which it just runs in the family. And then also, I think people who really want to develop these abilities, who believe that these abilities are capable of being developed. People won't put the time into it unless they really believe that it's possible. And the people who put the time into it do develop greater psychic abilities, absolutely.
And you can get better and better. You know, you earlier talked about one's ability in the dream state.
Yes.
Very strong, powerful way, I think, to enhance your psychic abilities. You can do incredible things in your dream state. You can change your own destiny sometimes. I've even tried it, Diane, where you can concentrate on an individual if you wanted a better job or whatever. And if you just let it go, it works for you. And I don't know why and how, but it does.
Yes, well, have you read my whole book? You'll have a little better understanding. One of the things that's really interesting is the whole area of lucid dreaming. And there's this connection between lucid dreaming and out-of-body experiences. And in lucid dreaming, someone is able to recognize that they're having a dream, and then they can sort of take over that dream,
yeah,
and, you know, create whatever they want to create.
Change the outcome.
Yeah, change the outcome. And there are lots of stories, including Jack Nicklaus, who improved his golf game, you know, by being able to do lucid dreaming. You know, so what we do in our dreams, which is really fascinating, is the research shows that what we do in our dreams can have as much impact on us as what we do in our waking life, which is one of the reasons why lucid dreaming is really important, but it's also one of the reasons why we really need to think about what we dream about. And it's also thought to be one of the reasons why we have dreams. In other words, if you think in terms of evolution and why did dreaming, you know, along evolution, why did dreaming appear in birds and in mammals? Mm-hmm. What it does is it enables these little beings who are really pretty helpless for a long period of time before they're on their own, it enables them to practice a lot of things in their dreams before they're actually they actually have to do those things. And so dreams are a way safely to practice things.
Do you practice yourself now?
Do I practice
your own psychic growth?
Yes, I do. It's interesting for me. I opened up psychically after having a serious, not too serious in the sense that I didn't have any brain damage, but I had a serious concussion and was unconscious for several hours and came to on a neurosurgical floor. And it was when I came to on this neurosurgical floor after they had sewn my head back.
Oh, my God. What happened? You just
I was walking across the street and on a rainy day, and someone hit me, and I just
oh.
It was slick, and I just, bam, you know, my head hit the hit the street, and next thing I knew, I was waking to in neurosurgical ward with the worst headache you could have imagined.
Oh, my God. Do you even remember the accident?
All I remember is stepping off the curb. And yeah. The next thing I remember is coming to in the hospital.
Yes.
And this was before I went to medical school. And so it didn't impair my cognitive abilities. But when I came to afterwards, I felt different. That I had this sense within me that there was far more to the world than I realized, and yet I have no memory of, I don't have any memory of what happened during that period I was unconscious. And when I've spoken to people who have had near-death experiences, they've said that even though technically it's not like the near-death experiences that people think of, because the outcome has been very similar in terms of the impact it's had on my life, they include it in as a near-death experience. And near-death experiences are one of those things that open people up psychically.
Sure. It definitely tuned you up, didn't it?
It sure did. And it was really interesting how it came about that I realized I was having psychic phenomena. For example, I would be seeing a patient and I would be talking to him or her, and I would say something to them and they would say, "Well, Dr. Powell, that's a secret I've never ever shared with anyone, and I hadn't gotten the bravery to share it with you yet." And I'd say, "Really? You never told me that?" So they say, "No, I never did." I said, "Oh," and that happened to me over and over again. And then one day I was at a luncheon with several professional women, and it was a luncheon that we would do every so often. And I said something about Madeleine Albright and the fact that her parents survived the Holocaust, mm-hmm. and, you know, were Jewish and whatnot. And everyone at the table looked at me and they said, what are you talking about? We follow these were people who really followed world events,
yeah.
and whatnot.
Yeah.
And they said, "Where'd you hear that about Madeleine Albright? I've never heard that." And I said, "Oh, really?" And I couldn't come up with a source.
You didn't know where, right?
I didn't know. I couldn't come up with a source. I said, "Well, I just, I read so many things, I have no idea." And they said, no, it's not. And then a year later, I read in the paper, you may remember this, Madeleine Albright discovers that she has this Jewish, ancestry that was, she was not told about.
Right,
that her
right,
parents,
yeah.
you know,
I remember that.
Holocaust and whatnot. Well, a year before that, I was telling people this at the luncheon as though it was public knowledge. And so so it was things like that that made me start to think, something's going on here.